Hi, everybody. On Amatron, we're here to have another wonderful program, and today is Monday, and it's the 24th of September, 2012. So, we'll just see what we can do for healings. What we want to try to do is maybe slightly change the fast chat a little. I know all you like to come on and say hi and stuff, but after that, just kind of leave it open for questions pertaining to the show, because it's a little harder for the co-host and stuff to scroll down and go back and stuff. And so if we can just put questions after that, maybe in 5 minutes as all you sign in and say hi and stuff, then just leave it blank until somebody wants to ask a question about one of the healings. And, you know, we do like to have the newbies come on, too. So I'd like just for maybe the newbies to call in. If we can do that, if anybody is, you know, fairly new to CLS, and ask questions about their healings, if they want to know what they have or something like that, or even an OB, but it needs to be related to CLS clearings of what you've had in the past or what you want to have in the future. So that's kind of how I want to sort of run the shows now, so it'll be more informative for you. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is on. Kathy, are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Welcome, everyone, and welcome if you're new. And you're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with our host, Ron Amatron. Your participation is welcome by typing in a question into the fast chat, or you can call in to the BBS toll-free number, which is listed on Station 1. And one of the toll-free numbers is 888-627-6008. And callers are welcome if you have a relevant question for Ron or something that you'd like to share about the clearings or your healings. So, Ron, we've got a letter from CLS Questions that came in over the weekend. may I go ahead and read that to you now?
That sounds great. Sure. Right ahead.
It's from Anonymous. Anonymous says, "Hi, Ron. The global nano detox clearing, the sludge and slime body clearings, and the body rejuvenation clearings made me feel so light, whole, and clean that I was inspired to detoxify my physical body through a detoxification diet for the first time in many years. I have released a lot of toxins and several pounds from my body and will continue because my spirit feels much happier. Thank you." And then part of the letter wants to know if the toxins that were released are part of the energetic life forms and other toxins that are released during the physical rejuvenation intensives that you hold on Sunday for 8 hours.
Great. So should we do a little sample for that for people so they get an idea what it's like?
That would be great.
Well, here, let's do a little sample. And I don't know, the one that normally causes the most problems with people is... aside from the jellyfish, is the black widow and the octopus energies. So let's do the black widows. I do octopus quite often, and some people might say, "Gee, you know, didn't we get rid of them yet? You know, it's been so long." Well, they keep coming in, but I think they're in far less than what they used to be. So here we go. This is the black widow energies, and along with that, I'll get rid of the poisons too. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So that's the poison one, and I think we have a caller on. So, caller, are you out there?
Yes. Hello, Ron. This is Arjan from the Netherlands.
Hi, how are you? How's things going over
good.
There?
Yes. I have a question. What is the current issue, what I have right now?
Well, you seem pretty cleared off. All that I see is maybe a little bit of, maybe mind fog energy, a little bit, something like that. I don't know if I have a clearing for that, but that's all that I'm picking up is a little bit of mind energy. Other than that, you look fine. I don't perceive any barcodes or anything else on you.
Okay, well, let's do a clearing for it now.
Okay, great. So here we go, everybody. If you have any mind fog, connect the dots. And that might even be maybe part of the nano clearing that we have, but here we go. So also, even the free clearing for the satellite might be beneficial, too, for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That feels pretty good to me. Also, maybe the 2,000-year barcode, clearing could work. I think it's a free one that we have on the website. It just seems that sometimes I think what's happening now is that people are getting a little more numbed out and maybe not connecting the dots too well. Maybe these clearings could help. So we just did the Black Widow clearing. Somebody's asking that. I think anyway. Thank you for calling, Arjan.
Yeah, I've one question left.
Okay.
The clearing for NATO codes attached to atom bodies. Can you also do it?
Okay. So, you have anything to add, Kathy, that you can pick up, too, on that?
Arjan, I'm sorry. What bodies did you say?
I did actually request a healing for NATO codes, which are attached to atom bodies.
Okay.
Like a carbon atom, hydrogen atom.
Atom bodies. Oh, atom.
Okay, we'll see how that works. I haven't done this one before, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Great. Let's see if that helps anybody. So thank you for calling, Arjan.
Yeah. I will call you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay. Great. I know it's early your time, so. Hey, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, let's,
anything people request benefits each other, doesn't it, Ron? If someone calls and requests a clearing, everyone benefits who's listening, correct?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah, because the clearing works for everybody. So Shereen is asking about maybe sending her a picture so she could have it in the a booth in the light chamber. So you send it to the just go to the website, and I think on the contact page it'll be the 404 North Mount Shasta. And the cost is $100, and then that's the same price as Zane Limited. And you're in there all the time. You have a lot of people who love doing that because they can't come to the expo. Naturally, you know, if you don't live around L.A., you know, you may not be going to it. That's the same as in New York. So either way would work out great. Although need to connect with me, I would probably need an email from you. Then I could print it out when I'm back in New York, because these are like almost back-to-back expos. So I'll be leaving for New York just after the LA one. So if you are interested in doing that, or even both of them, I need to have the picture probably in 1 week here. So okay, we'll do an emotional clearing here. Oh, here we go. Give an emotional situation or trauma, and we'll clear that here. I can only clear one of them, so just think of one that you've had. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that'll clear that up. Now we'll go back to the Black Widows as we're cleaning out energies there. And we'll release the poisons now. And a little time in between, you might actually have your body tune in more. Normally we do them back to back. So right now you're sitting waiting for the poisons to leave and waste products and carcasses. So here we go. Got rid of the Black Widows. And here goes the poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next is waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I will do the dead carcasses. Remember, if they're in you and they die, then you're an alien graveyard. I don't think they bring them flowers or anything. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, Kathy, I don't see any more barcodes on you. You know, you look good. Freaky clean. Back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that's good news for you, Sharina. No more barcodes. Good work. Ron, earlier there was a question that someone had between the difference, just in general, the difference between alien slime and alien sludge.
They are different. One is actually an energetic body that's living around you, and the other one connects you to the darkness. So the I just can't remember which one is which. It's been so long since I put them up. That's the difference on the two.
I do have the slime body one up, and that's the one that connects to the chakras, heart, lungs, and blood.
Okay.
And the sludge was like the one you described earlier, the more of the outer coat.
Yeah, so we had to figure out names, and that's the way it felt. I was doing the initial clearing, so that's where the names came from. But, yeah, it is. They do work quite nicely. In fact, if anybody has done that and would like to call in, that's one that I gave away to as a bonus also. So everybody actually has two bonus packages this month. So it's quite nice. You can be running those, and I won't be doing anything next month for the body rejuvenation. We'll be doing them, you know, back in November. So next month we won't be doing anything in October. So this allows you all to have extra clearings to do, for being on the calls, and it helps you out a lot. So you can do those and even the alien attack page is wonderful. But those clearings will end October 30th. Oh, back to you.
Okay, there was a question here about your schedule. Did you just say that you wouldn't be doing the intensives? And I know you're not doing the conference calls, but can you please go over that again, your schedule for October?
Yeah, I won't be having any of the eight-hour calls next month, which will be October. But I will be continuing those, starting over again in November. The next month, they will not be. I don't have the time to do them. October will be a 5 months, we'll say. We'll be doing conference calls, but not the 8 hour or the 4 hour.
Oh, you'll be doing the conference calls too? Okay.
Yeah, so let's do a feeling body for people. I'll do a feeling body clearing in the mental. So here we go, feeling body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's your feeling body. And let's do one now for mental. So mental, a little kind of hard to describe because on the mental clearing, really don't need to think of anything, but it tends to clean out your repetitive thoughts. So it's not like mind looping. And if you need to have a thought released that you keep thinking of, woe is me or poor me or something like that, I'll think of it right now and I'll release that. But otherwise, it kind of like does like a system restore in a sense, and it get you back to thinking a little clearer. I guess what it's doing is taking away the added imprints, possibly the implants, the misdirection of the dark side energies of mind. So it kind of puts it back into order again, I think. But naturally, we can't get rid of mind completely because people think they need their mind. So here we go, the mental clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that felt good. Thank you very much, Ron, for the feeling body and mental body clearing. Earlier, there was a question from Marcy about ascension. She's asking, when we ascend, is it instant, like when we go to the light ship?
Well, you're not going to feel any energies. What was that question again? Is it like when you go to the light ship? Is that what it was?
Wondering if it's instant. Is it an instant ascension?
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, but you don't have any time to think about if you got to put your hat on or something or shoes on. It's instant. It's gone. Everything here is no longer in existence. As the blueprint is turned off. Oh, it's just like, everything is shut down. There's no more light here, and the light collects itself. No more blueprints are energized. But you do have a choice with your spirit to energize your blueprint of your body if it's intact enough to go to where the air spirit chooses to go to. You won't have any time, any regrets, any remorses, anything. Oh, I wish I would have done this. You know, none of that even will exist. Back to you, Kathy.
And I know ascension's on everyone's mind, and that's why we do the healings and clearings that Ron offers. We're very fortunate to have Ron and that connection here where we can get on the website, creationlightship.com, any time of the day or the night, and run our clearings and check into the new ones we might need. And so our goal, we the listeners, is to remain as free as we can of densities with the use of the clearings. And Ron does offer free clearings here to give you an idea of what you might need. And the last clearing you did, Ron, for the sludge on the, well, the slime body that you had offered, Ann commented that she felt really good running those clearings. You had asked for some opinions, and she really liked the sludge and the slime body clearing. It really, and I did too. It really does lift a lot off. And also, Anne is thanking you for the Black Widow energy clearing, and she actually had several Black Widows in her home recently. Ron, when we do more clearings,
I see Martha here. Does our body just evaporate? Yep, poop, it's gone. Quick as that.
And she says the ones that do not ascend, do they just die and drop?
Well, okay. Maybe. Well, bodies that cannot be found because they're full of darkness, the dark side will take those. So it's not that, you know, the light looks for light. And let's just say that ascension happens at 10:30 in the morning. And most churches probably open on Sundays, we'll say, at 10 o'clock. So we'll say that the people are in church. Well, right away, the darkness has them all hooked up. So ascension time comes, the dark side grabs all they can, either church people, because they were praying to something outside of themselves, because they want to get hooked up to something they know nothing about. That's why they were praying outside of themselves to this God energy. Somehow they get it all confused with Jesus, and it's really weird, but Jesus couldn't help them anyway because Jesus is not here. And so they're just buying a system that was brought forth to take people sideways. Oh, and that's the basic thing. So if they're all in church praying or doing whatever they're doing, then the dark side already has them. And the dark side then will just collect what they basically own, which would be them. And they'll be gone. Light looks for light. So if you don't believe in anything, you're probably much better off because you're not praying anything than somebody who does go to church. And if you have even less of a belief system, you're better off too because you're going to be less attached. So that's kind of words of wisdom there. So back to you, Kathy.
Trish felt the Black Widow energy clearing in her throat and lungs, and also that could have been the nano clearing you did, too, for Arjan. She didn't specify. But anyway, there's a comment here, a question from Lee in New York. As we do more clearings, will we become more clairvoyant or psychic in some way? Perhaps that's happening.
Yeah, that could be correct. Remember, being psychic means you're using your mind, but you may be cleaning off the densities so that your spirit can come forward more to help you. And maybe part of that could possibly be able to read the mind energy, which is reading the darkness, to know what you don't want to get yourself involved with. So, that could be a true statement that, yeah, you could become more psychic. But psychic is dealing with the mind. You don't want to deal with the mind at all, but it may be able to get clues on what not to do with the mind energy. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Melody was specifying that the code you gave as a bonus with purchase of the 8-hour intensive were valuable till October 30th. You just posted that. I know you said that. So we want to make that clear because when Ron's gone, there isn't going to be much chance to ask him. And so it does say that right there on the clearings, too. And so if you have purchased those, enjoy them, all those bonuses. Thank you very much for those, Ron. Ken says the feeling body is not as heavy now. So that's good. Let's see. There was a comment here. Michael O. recommends seeing the movie Push. He's asking you if you've seen that movie.
Not yet, no. Is it an old one or a new one, or maybe you could...
He's going... no, he's going to the theater to see it.
Okay, yeah, I have not seen that. I want to see the new Alien one at some point here. I don't think it's up here yet. No, that's the evil something or other. Something evil or whatever. I'd like to get clues of what is going on so I can, you know, see what's coming down the pike. A lot of times I already have the information, and then all of a sudden the movie comes out to validate what I've been talking about. And this movie might be the same. So we'll just see how it works. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, I'm not really seeing any questions in particular here. So maybe we could do maybe another clearing. And I would like to suggest the fear body clearing, because I know people have some anticipation of things coming down the pike, as you mentioned.
Okay. So let's just do a sample of the special clearing, everybody. So this will be something that we don't have listed on the website. That's why we have that. And so think of something that's not listed, or just something that you'd like to have cleared, but we only do one issue of that. So think of an issue. You know, maybe for some reason you got addicted to licking stamps, you know. The old days when you used to lick those things?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that they're not made that way. I somehow got a stamp one day and I started to lick, and I go, wait, what am I doing? You know? But anyway, we'll say that you're addicted to something like that. Maybe you're addicted to potato chips, okay? Or french fries, or some hot fudge, or ice cream. I don't know if I'm pushing any buttons or not here. Anybody's mouth watering out there, but just think of something that is not on the website that you'd like to have released. I can just do one of those situations. I can't get rid of all of your chocolate addiction or something, or eating ice cream, but I can release one time, at least right now, in case you're craving it. So here we go, everybody. This would be underneath the special clearing, and that's a whole lifetime clearing, and we'll just do a sample of that for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. My throat. 7. What somebody's thinking up there. 8, 9, and 10. Let me get some water here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. What if anybody had a drowning or something? That's the way it feels like I swallowed a bunch of water. Not coming out of my nose at all, but I do feel it like in my throat. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Wow. Marcy's asking, can the sensory clearing be done on the unlimited special clearing that you just introduced or mentioned, or you just did?
Yes, it would work for that, yes. Uh-huh. And then you would want to send me an email, and I can tell you about how long you've been here. Most people have been here probably, I would say, at least 20,000 years. I don't think I've probably only had one person like that. Most people are at least in the 40s to maybe 80,000. A lot of people kind of are around 40 to 60, maybe 50,000 for the average. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. And Marcy's asking about ascension. If our bodies have major health issues. Do we go to the new planet of light as a baby if we did the spirit barcode and the others, but we still have health issues?
Okay.
Will we still go to the new planet?
RC, the clones give you your problems. All of your clones are giving you your health issues. The light doesn't deal with clones. They deal with the real you. The real you will not have problems. There's no reason to have a baby, be a baby again. You'd be your current age with no health problems. You could probably even maybe affect your age or decide what age you want to be, but I would say typically you will be at the age that you are, perfect health. Oh, that's good news, isn't it? That's you, Kathy.
That is good news, yes. Ron, when you did the special clearing and you asked if maybe somebody had drowned, Ed was asking if that was his year 1520 drowning.
Yeah, very possibly. Didn't feel too good.
Okay.
Like murky water.
Marky's asking.
Yeah, murky water. Maybe it's a moat or something outside of a castle. Going to that too much. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, Marcy's asking, could we have been here in the light and then the dark side took over and we got sidetracked? Got taken sideways.
Well, typically, yes. This was a planet created from light, like the Earth spirit. It created it from light, but the darkness came in and took it over. So you're still of light, just that your ancestors chose mind energy, which got passed on to you. And so it's up to you to backpedal to release the mind energy, which is mind, thought, get back into light consciousness where you don't have judgment. So everybody has that choice. And they may not realize that, but everybody has a choice to pull out of darkness. You may not be able to get out of it 100%, though. You know, it'd be nice if you could, but remember, your body is still full of darkness. So that's what you need to do, is to clean out your DNA. That's what we do on all the different clearings. Every clearing that we have is taking an issue that people have and clearing it out of them. Fortunately, the body's been here for so long, at least the last 2,000 years of all this mind energy, that it's very, very corrupted. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, do you have any particular suggestion for Marcy? She is on the clone calls that you just recommended to her all the time, and she still has some pain. Well, she says much pain. Any suggestions for Marcy?
Yep, just stay on those calls. Do some timeline crashes for the pain. And also, if you have pain, by all means, do an entity clearing. Maybe get the unlimited entity one. But each time you have a pain, you're drawing entities to you. That's why when we do clearing, I don't normally go to the problem that people are talking about. We have to go get rid of entities first, because that pain automatically drew the entities. And from there, then you reevaluate and see what's next, because you can look at a person and see all that pain energy, and you naturally think that a pain body clearing would be what they needed. And you know, that could help and will help, but the main thing is that it won't get rid of entities. It will get rid of physical pain in the body, but, you know, if you're being contaminated by entities, they're giving you pain. You want to get rid of that pain from the entities. And did your ancestors have any pain? You know, what are you recycling throughout your genetics on that? Maybe, a seven-generational clearing might be helpful, but I'd first do the entity clearing. The clone replica one is good, but get rid of entities also. Hey, Kathy.
I heartily endorse the entity clearing, to get the whole life entity clearing so you can continue it. It has to be unlimited. have to get it unlimited. And because, like you said, they keep coming in, and everywhere you go, they pop onto you, they hang onto you, and you could be walking through the mall one day, and all of a sudden you feel a pain in your ankle. And I've learned that's an entity, so go home and do a clearing as soon as possible and just keep clearing out those entities, and as well as the other things you can do, too, that Ron mentioned. But I have had a lot of success with the entity clearing myself. And so now Marcy's asking, what's the best way to be rid of all of the DNA in our bodies?
Well, the word all I can't really address, okay? Because that's a word that really shouldn't even be in our vocabulary. It's always the final thing, you say. So we can't get rid of all the DNA. What I want to do is to dampen down or do the clearing so that you can start to release DNA that's activated. And each time you see people, the people will activate your DNA also, because they're bringing forth information, and that information has keywords, whatever they're talking about, and the keywords will be activated in you, and then all of a sudden you have a situation with a keyword. That can also draw entities, and then also a keyword can bring forth the DNA of your ancestors. Well, that gets to be a little more complicated, but you can get entities just by, like we said, going into a shopping mall. Entities probably will not attach to a lot of things that are not living, although they could be definitely attached to clothing. They know that you're going to be trying something on, and they want to wind up somebody that way. But mainly people who touch you, take your hand, pat you on the back, give you a hug. All those entities will be coming into you from that person, if they want to do that, you know. So you got to be very careful how you protect your body temple. I mean, your body temple is all that you have. You got to be just aware of most of this, was what's going on in your life. And that's why we have this program, to help educate you on what to do to keep yourself clean. So the clearings do clean out your DNA. It won't clean out all of your DNA, but if you stop watching TV, stop reading the newspaper, and stop talking to people, you would have less DNA activated each day to bring forth your learning experiences or lessons. That's activating DNA, and your body wants to get rid of it. If it's dormant, it's fine. It's not going to kill you if it doesn't get awakened. And what's that old saying, you know? You don't know what you don't know, so it might be good not to know. Not to talk to anybody, you know. That's why, you know, you hear about the holy men, you know, the different people in the Middle East over there, the Far East. You know, those people are ones that do the work on themselves, whatever they do, and they go in a cave and they come out and they have done a lot of work by themselves to get rid of this stuff. Well, it could take a long time. They may not have got rid of all of them, but they don't want anybody touching them. They definitely know about being contaminated. So that's one reason why you don't want to have people touch your body a lot. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Ron. And Marcy's following along here in the fast chat. She's posted another question about pursuing this, about the pain. She, I think maybe she has a special clearing, but she asked, can she do the seven-generation clearing? Maybe she means the generic one, with the unlimited special clearing. So you want to kind of explain how those don't work together?
Yeah, we do have the 1-7 generational clearing. I only have one of them up, which could be put onto the special clearing if you wish later on, yeah. And I didn't put all the rest of them on there because I don't think it's needed. He said most people only do the first one. That's really all that you really probably need to do is getting all the people more closely to you when you're seven generations going back. That's basically where you're probably living in consciousness. And maybe only the first three generations might be the main ones. Look at, you know, if you're born, say, hypothetically 50s, 60s, maybe even older, but we'll just say 50s, 60s, and your parents were 25 to 30, you know, then, you know, you're going back, go back 30 years from 50, then going back to the 1920s. So, and one more time back, you know, you're going back quite a ways. And most of that consciousness, probably from the 1800s, may not even be with you unless they happen to keep bringing back the traumas. Back then, you know, if you're not riding a horse in a covered wagon or anything else, and if you're not on a farm farming, and you've already moved past that generational knowledge that you'd be bringing forth in this lifetime. Unless you happen to like horses, and then maybe you're going to be dealing with horseshoes and buggy whips, saddles, and that will draw you back into probably the early 1900s, you know, before we had cars, and the 1800s. So if you are doing that, and maybe you do own a horse or something, then you are going back into those generations. That's a clue right there that you probably would need that, okay? So I would imagine that most people on the conference call do not own a horse, don't know about horseshoes, don't know about saddles or anything else, maybe don't wear Western clothing. And so, right away, you're already, that's so far back in your consciousness that you're not bringing it forward in this lifetime. Unless you watch a movie, and maybe you watch a movie of the Western stuff, but, you know, maybe Cowboys and Indians, you know, something like that, which may not be available, but it could be. And then all of a sudden, you know, that'll draw and activate your DNA in this lifetime, going back to that time frame. Now you got something else you have to worry about. Typically, you know, you're probably dealing with more stuff maybe in the last, you know, with your parents and you, than you are going back any further. That's why just the seven generation, going back seven generations, is probably all that you really need to do. And I have had a few people who said, Ron, I liked it so much, I just kept going and going, and I felt a little more relief each time. So that's a few people who wanted to really get down to the bottom line on an issue. So they did that. But, you know, if anybody asked me, I would say typically just do that one clearing, and that's all that you need. Back to you, Kathy.
Sure. Okay, so Ed is asking if you could review how much of a percentage of human bodies have of their spirit.
Well, okay. The human body has a spirit, and I don't know how to answer that question. I would say that most people, human body-wise, let me rephrase that. So the body that you have right now, unless you hit that special time of the month where it's a couple hours where you're here, okay? And if you're not in that time, your body is a clone replica. Now, let's just say that all of a sudden we all became real here for 2 hours, back to our bones. So now the question, I think, would be how much of that body has a spirit energy in it, or how much spirit it would be in most of those bodies. So I would probably say 80% is probably stolen, and you probably have 20% left, the original body that would be of light here. Would mean probably the other 80% is divvied up to the darkness to create the clones with. And so you just can't look at it as 1%.
for each race, it could be a much smaller piece. It doesn't take much spirit energy to energize a body. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
And Sharina's asking if you could give her some advice as to what clearings does she need to do next?
Oh, boy. All that I pick up is something to do with female energy, like mothering, or something like that. I don't know what clearing that would be, but that's kind of what I pick up, something to do with maybe nurturing. Maybe somebody might get a hit on that on the fast chat or something, but something to do with the female nurturing energy. I don't know if we have a clearing for that or not, or what that would be called. If somebody has an idea, you might type it in there for her. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Ed is restating his question. I guess I didn't read it right. He's asking the average adult human. He wants to know about the average adult human spirit level. And then he says, it's gone down from 23%?
That's the body that would be here in the two-hour time once a month. That's the real you. Now, the spirit energy that most people have in their bodies, that little piece of spirit, that little piece is now energizing your whole body. Now, that question would be, out of what you have with you, how much of that little spirit is spread out through your whole body? I would say, it really hasn't changed because the population hasn't done any work. So still about the same. Most people are going to be probably 15 to 20% in their bodies, and the rest of that will be entities and other things attached to it. That's why we're so messed up here. That little piece of your spirit could come fully into your body 100%, then that would be great. But that's still not all of you. That's just a small piece that is energizing the clone replica of you, the little piece that is created by a replica of you, and then the spirit energizes that replica, energizes the blueprint. So hopefully I made some sense there. That's you, Kathy.
Okay, yes. Yes. And in pursuing that question, Ed's continuing with how much Earth spirit is here?
None. Earth spirit left a while back, probably 6 months ago or so. It's no longer here. One thing here is space holders that are here just to hold space. Their spirit's doing ascension work, trying to find itself. So it pulled out of here. Probably on the light ship or doing things. Maybe it's probably in quarantine, actually. It's probably where it is right now. And from there, they're trying to find the parts that got stolen by darkness, which would be each time they replicate a owned Earth that people go to, through dreams and everything else of this planet, then that has a piece of the Earth spirit in that, if it is a cloned Earth, a replica spirit energy. It could be an Earth that looks like the Earth without spirit energy also. And there's no way to really, you could find out, but it'd be kind of useless or hard to do because everything switches in and out so many times. Everything changes probably every 10 minutes. That might be the master clock frequency, for Earth of Darkness is be a 10-minute cyclic clock. Ticks away, and then all of a sudden the alarms go off, and every 10 minutes it resets itself back to something else. That could be a possibility. haven't really investigated that too much, but people, what I can see so far, get turned off and on with a new replica every 10 minutes. Now, I can't guarantee that everybody is going to be turned on off and on at the same time, because I know that they're not, because people get dropped in on timelines all the time. Using the word time again here. And you may not switch, because if you did switch when they switched, when they dropped in, then you probably would not have the awareness of the past. And you think that car would be there next to you all the time, and it's not. So everybody is switching in and out at different rates, I think. I think the master time, possibly 10 minutes. I have no way to terminate that 10-minute clock that the aliens are using. So, back to you, Kathy. Looks like our show's about over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a few minutes, and I just want to announce that if you have questions for Ron during the week and in between shows, to please write your question in readable format and send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And please indicate which of the programs you will be listening to have your question read out by one of the co-hosts during the broadcast, and which broadcast you'll be listening to, and that it's for Ron. And so, Ron, we do have one more question here from Marcy, but it looks like kind of a big one, so I don't know if you want to take it now, but she is asking about the clearings. Which clearings have made us close to 100% light so we are not bothered by darkness?
Every one of them does that. It gets you closer. Every clearing is doing that, because each clearing that we have is clearing out your DNA. It's not like which one is the best one to clean out your DNA. The first one is the emotional one. And from there, you just kind of move on, get rid of these things. And it depends how contaminated you are, how much thought you use in this lifetime. Now, I guess I'll address Larry's question here. Just popped in here. So his was something about, are there blueprints for the new plants and animals on the new? Yeah, there's always blueprints, yes. Uh-huh. Your spirit, every spirit that creates needs to have a blueprint to create from. That's the way it works in the light. So, yeah, there are different things for the new earth. Yes, uh-huh. Oh, seven generational unlimited. I don't think I have that. So, Marcy. Okay, so everybody, thank you for listening today. Our next program is about an hour away on Talkstream Live and also MicroFact. I didn't check to see if we're on Talkstream on this CBS here or not. We're still trying to get the gentleman at Talkstream to put our show up, so we're working with that. Hopefully I'll have all the BBS programs on BBS shortly here. I mean, all the BBS programs on Talkstream Live. Click on that. That'll go back to the BBS page here. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Hopefully you have some wonderful clearings here. And around L.A., you there maybe a week and a half, I guess. Almost 2 weeks, I guess. So blessings, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Kathy. Next program will Wednesday on CBS.